The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
It is currently about 9 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. Our guest in the studio, some guy from Harbor Beach who used to come to the radio station a lot, Clark Ramsey.
How you doing today, Craig?
Doing good. We're going to be talking about some fundraising efforts for the Harbor Beach Community Theater. I had one earlier with the lanterns that went up. We're going to talk about all of the stuff that they're doing and why they are raising funds. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always a joy, Craig.
Goes without saying. Anyway, the theater in Harbor Beach, all theaters, it seems, are going through this transition right now. We're going from the old celluloid to digital format, and that's the big crux of what's going on now?
Yeah, it was forced upon us by the film industry in L.A. and everywhere else you want to call it, but basically by the end of 2013, 35mm films are going to be no longer existent, so they're all switching to digital projection and 4K systems and everything. It'll improve the quality of the movie. It'll be like watching Blu-ray, except it's a 25-foot screen.
Are they going to still mail it out, or is this something going to come across the internet to these people at the theaters? Because, I mean, you know, that's going to be a heck of a big file. I mean, and you just try downloading a regular Netflix, and it's a problem.
Well, the way they, through the codecs and everything else, it actually will be delivered via internet. So it will actually cut down on the delivery cost per movie. So that's kind of a side effect of the perk of going digital.
Now, does the theater have better than dial-up?
You know, we finally, no, yes. We have been lucky enough that we have good internet access over there. But, you know, because we would hate to have it buffer halfway through the movie, you know, that'd just be kind of
well,
take away
know,
from the experience.
We'll have last year's top flick in 2 months after it's downloaded.
You know, we just work in intermission for concessions, that's all.
But this is no small expense.
No, that's the thing. The initiative we're working on right now is going to cost this theater about $60,000 when all said and done. The theater right now is a non-profit. We run the theater not for money. Whatever we make, we reinvest right there. And we're in stable condition. But the thing is, to raise $60,000 when we have a fund balance of zero, you know, it's kind of difficult. So we started early. We kind of have a leg up above other non-profit theaters across the country. So we're creating a 501c3 so we can take tax deductible.
Explain the 501c3, because people are sitting there thinking,
oh, yeah, 501c3, of course. Yeah, no, 501c3 is basically the state designation to be a nonprofit, so you can take tax deductions when you give a donation to the organization. So, like your United Funds on any type of organization like that, it's a lot of paperwork, but it's worthwhile, because then that way we can get corporate donations. We're eligible for a lot of grants that otherwise you wouldn't be eligible for. So the $60,000, really, we're aiming to, my goal is from 60 to 70% of it, get it from corporate donation, write grants nationally, locally, state level, whatever it takes, and then through local support, through fundraising and everything else, kind of pick up the other difference.
Now, this is, the tax is for contributions, it's not for buying the theater ticket.
No. This is, that's for...
Save your stubs for tax day. No. It's basically an organization that is going to look to raise funds for a particular project, in this instance, getting the upgrade to the projection system.
Correct. Because the way if you want to ever get a headache, look into the organization of the Community House in Harbor Beach. It was built in, this current building was built in 1926 after it burned down that spring. And ever since 1927, for the past 85 years, we've been showing movies. So, on top of that, it was built as a playhouse, technically. Inside that, there's the district library. And then inside that, there's also a room for the Boy Scouts. There's a women's club room. There's a community coffee shop. There's a gymnasium. It's a absolutely massive building, a beautiful building on top of that. They've just been doing renovations over the past few years. Great asset for the community, and the theater's kind of the cream of the crop in that. 7.1 surround sound, reclinable chairs, cheapest prices, cheapest concessions across the board. It's just, we just need to upgrade to this digital projection. So, the way it's all organized is, it's just an absolute mess as to how, where the paperwork works out. So, what we're creating is an external group to be a fundraising tool for the community, actually, in general. Now, our first initiative will be for this projector. So we'll technically be called the Harbor Beach Community Development Association. I can't remember the last word, but basically, so we're really trying to work through all the paperwork right now so we can get all these donations in place. So when it comes down to it, the theater will still be able to be keep its doors open for another 85 years.
Do you need to create a maintenance budget for this new equipment? I mean, you know, the electronics of today don't seem to last as long as diehard old movie things that were mechanically built way over
specs. No, you bite your tongue, Craig. No.
it's like, you know, I'm sure it looks like some steampunk sort of thing up in there. It's probably vintage stuff, but I mean, it's old. It can be repaired. It's understandable to somebody locally trying to get a part for it, whereas, you know, there's upgrades, and all of a sudden they're going to want, you know, a different type of format, and this machine can't handle it, and, oh.
Yeah, the beauty of the budget with the theater is that, you know, we can sustain a maintenance budget inside it currently. Just the initial upfront cost of a brand new projector. The current projector we have was actually used at the World Fair in Seattle. I'm not quite sure on the year. It was used in the Ford Motor Company Theater at the time, and once it was done, it came to Harbor Beach.
And how did you arrange that? I know you didn't arrange it.
Oh, you know, well, when I was a young man, no.
You weren't a glint in your father's eye at that time, but
I'm not quite sure how we ended up with that, but, you know, there's a lot of history in that building. I mean, that's where I have my game show every May, is that same theater, and with the new projector, actually, we'd be able to utilize the new digit, we'd be able to tie into it and be able to project in crystal clear high definition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things about the theater that differs from most theaters people go into is you actually have a stage.
That is correct. Like I was saying, the theater was actually built as a playhouse. So it has a stage up front. It doesn't deter from your viewing experience, but it kind of gives you a feel that you're, you know, it's no Fox Theater, but it's a little, just a few seats less. But no, it's, so it does have a stage up front, so we can utilize this more than just movies. You know, it's, we have the game show's a large proponent of, you know, live action on the stage, and we're going to be creating a lot more shows. In the past, we've had talent shows. It's been really a focal point for the community. When something's going on, we have speakers come in. We utilize the theaters for many different reasons. If the digital projector is not achieved, it might be a little more difficult to maintain the theater because we have no revenue coming in besides for the theater and those events throughout the year. So we're really trying to up our game and make sure the theater can stay open.
So what's the plan? Are you you're working on this basically tax designation so that you can be a non-profit fundraising type of thing and give people tax deductions, but do you have timelines? Do you have things that you're trying to get done? Because you have to meet that deadline, and that equipment has to be here. And I have a feeling if all of these theaters around the country need to make the changeover, there's going to be a big demand for this equipment, and you're going to want to order it early to make sure you've got it and you don't have to wait 2 months into the next year because you can't play any films.
Yeah, and that's why we're starting early. Really, we are looking at like almost nearly a 20-month schedule at the moment. By the end of 2013 is really when we need to make the jump. So we have later than that, but so we really have not saying it's not to worry, but we're still not in a time crunch, but it's still critical to get going right now. And that's why we kind of are, in comparison to the other nonprofit theaters and across the country, we're really a step ahead of everyone else. We're starting to get some word that there's some aim to have some grants available for such theaters across the country that we'd be able to access. And one of the main criteria for that is you need to be a 501c3, a registered nonprofit entity. So by doing this, you know, we'd be able to grab some capital grants and everything else through the community. And of course, we're going to be doing the fundraising. 50% of the gate from the game show, which is a fundraiser for the Maritime Festival, as it is, 50% of the gate revenue will be going to the theater for the Digital Projector Initiative.
You also had a fundraiser already, even before you started the trip towards non-profit status. You sent some things off into the air and got people seeing flying saucers for several townships.
Yeah, we wanted to keep Max in the morning nice and awake when he woke up and see a lot of things flying through the air. No, what the event was called was Light the Lamp, What we did was we released Chinese sky lanterns into the night sky of beautiful downtown Harbor Beach.
And the light in a projector used to be called a lamp.
That is so right. Hey, now you're catching on, Craig. But no, it's that went on November 19th. You can see a YouTube video on YouTube. Maybe we can even put it on thumbnet.net, your guide to the Thumb of Michigan.
We have pictures from the night of.
That's true. That is true. So it's we let off over 250 sky lanterns that night. We couldn't ask for better weather. I was fully expecting a northeast wind at 25 miles an hour coming off the lake, blowing sideways, 15 degrees, so the things would basically float 6 feet off the air. But we had an absolutely beautiful night, and it was a very slight wind out of the south, and they went over to the lake, and it was a beautiful, beautiful scene.
Now, wouldn't a nor'easter just kind of take them into the blades of the windmills?
Well, you know, we...
turbines. Sorry, people don't like windmills. Turbines.
That's right. Yes, turbines. Yes, of course. And no, it would have been a little havoc, but you know, instead we just sent them over the chemical plant and power plant instead. So, safety first, always.
You can check for fumes with the little lights inside. But that's your first one. You raised some money there, I take it, but yeah, nowhere near enough.
No, of course not. But we raised over $1,500.
Well, that's a start.
Yeah. So how we were able to do that is we actually worked through the Harbor Beach Chamber of Commerce on that one. Beauty of having such a close-knit community like Harbor Beach is that you can kind of. If you have a roadblock, you can kind of go through another way. So the chamber is a 501c3 entity already, so we worked through them and made sure everything went off, and that was part of the open house, and we had great turnout for it, and it got everyone excited. Really, what we're working on right now is awareness, because a lot of people don't even realize Harbor Beach has a theater, and not only a theater, a beautiful theater. I mean, prices are, for an adult, you can go in for $6. Small popcorn's $1.25, and you're sitting down for $8, and you have a few hours of entertainment.
$15 popcorn would get you the projector faster.
And can I sign you up for 3 popcorns, Craig? So we our aim at the theater is to keep the prices reasonable, you know, because it's really a cornerstone of our community, and it's also on the main corner of our town. The theater is important to a lot of people. I understand the importance of it, because I run a show there every year, but it's an absolutely beautiful theater. It has a balcony. It seats 409 people. They've really done some absolutely wonderful upgrades. The sound is the best sound you'll hear. It's been state-of-the-art for the past 10 years, and it's still state-of-the-art today.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the acoustics that, you know, and
a lot
of older theaters have. Now we just kind of digitally make it sound perfect.
But they don't make them like they used to, Craig, you know?
Because when you have live performances, you have to have the acoustics to project it out there, because people aren't standing on there all the time with little microphones. They have to be able to be heard in the back in the balcony, and the acoustics have to be just right.
That's right. That's right. And as in the theater yesterday doing some homework and everything else, but right now the Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic School is practicing for their annual Christmas play in there, you know, and you have kids from kindergarten through 8th grade on stage and not having to have microphones. It's truly a remarkable experience to be in there. Our first meeting for this theater group was actually in the theater. And what we found is when people were talking forward towards the stage, no one else could hear them. So we actually had to move our meetings to somewhere where we could actually hear everyone, because unless you're on stage, you can't hear everyone else. So it's kind of, that's how good the acoustics are, you know, it's one directional, and it's just absolutely a magnificent theater, and it would be a shame to see it close down. And I can assure you, we will get to the $60,000. We'll just need a lot of community support and do our homework, and we're working on that right now, so that it'll be as simplistic and just better the experience when you walk into the Harbor Beach Community Theater and sit down for a movie or whatever it is.
Now, do you have to get these ducks in line before you can start, you know, more fundraisers so that you are under this umbrella already? I mean, there's kind of a quasi thing. You don't want to be caught cart before the horse and then somebody coming back saying, well, you didn't have your designation when you got this. This really isn't tax, you know.
Yes.
You got to be careful.
And like what we did with like Light the Lamp was that, you know, we put it all through the Harbor Beach Chamber. Now, granted, I think we got was cash, so cash is king, of course, but as far as tax deductions, you know, cash is not king. But so what we did is we took all that revenue, the money we raised from Light the Lamp, and it's technically in the hands of the Harbor Beach Chamber with the designation that it will be donated to the theater once it's in place. So right now we're going through all these initial steps of planning all these fundraisers for the next, you know, 18 months, so that when we have our 501c3 designation, which should be in the next 4 to 6 weeks, is what I presume, from what our attorneys are telling us, which have been kind enough actually to donate their time towards this effort. So we've been extremely thankful for them as well. But once that's in place, you know, expect a lot of big things happening in Harbor Beach, because on top of it, not just we're just not going to do your typical, you know, silent auction, you know, let's have a benefit dinner, let's have a golf tournament. Well, what we want to do is create events in Harbor Beach that everyone can enjoy, that everyone has something to do throughout the cold winter months when you would just rather stay in your house and, you know, hope for that it's not a, you know, blizzard outside. Give something to for Harbor Beach to go out downtown, support your local businesses, and then doing so, support the local theater, and have a great night on top of it.
I'm pushing for vaudeville night at the theater.
Oh, boy. Craig Rowson, folks.
Not burlesque. Yeah. I'm just vaudeville. Saying vaudeville.
So you want someone over the corner playing a little piano. And
and telling jokes that were not funny 40 years ago.
So Max cooking them or no? I'm actually, one thing that we've been working on, I've actually been working on a musical that that we'd like to put to stage at some point here, as well as another fundraiser for the theater. So, you know, as if we weren't busy enough over there working with the Maritime Festival and everything else, we're just kind of filling in the cold winter months, and when we're not planning, although we are still already planning Maritime, just kind of all aimed at the same thing.
Do you find that this is something that you're going to have to do at times because it's so a local thing that you need to do it, you know, say not at the Maritime Festival, but more for the local people to support their own local theater?
Yeah. You know,
because I think more people get on board because it's part of their community rather than I'm from downstate and I'm up here, and unless you got something really interesting for me to go to.
I completely understand. I mean, you know,
they're thinking about going out on the lake, and you're thinking about trying to get them into the theater for a fundraiser. It's like, if the weather's good, I know where I'm going to be.
Yeah. Oh, that's just it. You know, you always have to realize there's something else going on, you know, with Netflix out there now and everything else, and DVDs and Blu-rays, and, you know, a lot less people are still going to the theaters across the board. But, I mean, the past 15 years, over 70,000 people have gone through the doors of the Harbor Beach Community Theater for movies. So, I mean, there's still a need there, and it's just, there's nothing quite like watching a movie on the big screen. You know, support your local theater wherever you are in this, you know, community. And, like, for instance, I was the largest advocate of, you know, not advocate, but I should say largest habitual. Before we started on this, I hadn't gone to a movie in 2 years because I just watched it on Netflix or whatever. And it was funny because through a roundabout way, I was watching Argo, not at the theater. And I was talking with my mom, and she went and saw the movie at the theater. And she said, oh, it's not quite the big screen. I said, oh, okay. Well, you know, that's probably a good point. Then we were discussing, you know, the ins and outs of everything, and said, well, you know, why should I go to the theater instead of just watching it at home? I said, well, you just said last week, you know, there's nothing quite like watching it on the big screen. And that's true. It's been one of America's pastimes since, you know, the 1920s, when you first had the talkies come out. Before that, you know, you had the silent films. And still through and through, you know, no matter what the genre is or what's going on, you always have that experience of, you know, packing everyone in the car, buying the tickets, going through the ticket office, you know, buying your concessions, and then sitting down for a good old-fashioned time. You know, we have kids' movies. I think next week we have actually a free movie, Monday, December 17th, at the theater. We do this quite often, is there's actually free movies, and it's a free kids' Christmas movie event, they're calling it, and they're showing the Smurfs and a Charlie Brown Christmas, as well as some live entertainment. I've been told Edwin, Elvin, Elf, and Susie Snowflake are going to be there performing as well.
Oh, wow.
So that's going on Monday, December 17th at 7 p.m. It's free. Mm-hmm. Anyone can come, even if you're not a kid or a kid at heart. But, you know, we do that stuff a lot, and it's all about the community. You know, we run the theater, you know, so we don't expect to make money. We just want to pay our bills. And we've been able to do that. It's just in order to get this, you know, the next generation of this. I don't want it on my watch. Not on my watch. We're going to close those doors.
Well, the Netflix just basically turns it into an evening watching TV while going to the theater makes it an event.
That's right. That's right. You know,
you're getting out of the house. You're doing something. You're involved. You stop maybe for something to eat afterwards or beforehand. I mean, you just make a night of it, and it's an event. It's not just sitting at home.
It's
doing
something
the same
to do.
Thing and wondering, you know, well, let's go to bed now.
Or you wake up on the couch. Yeah, it's no, that's really a big thing, you know, on top of just raising the money for a projector. You know, it's really going back to the cause of, you know, support your local theater. It's something to do. I lived in East Lansing for 4 years and moved back to Huron County. I understand that there, there's, not as much to do, but, the resources we have in these communities is, just remarkable. And the fact that, there's always something to do. You might have to make it yourself, but it's, there's always something to do.
The difference with a small community is that in a big city, there's always something to do. In a small community, you need to get involved.
That's right. I guess I'm involved a little bit.
No,
but,
no, not Clark.
No, no. I mean, it's truly an honor to be working on this. I grew up in the theater, going to movies and whatever. I mean, or when it was packed, we'd always go on Thanksgiving night. They'd always have the latest Christmas movie and it'd just be an absolutely packed theater. And we still have those events. So they just did on the day of the parade, they had a free children's Christmas movie. And then they had a comedian and all this other stuff come in. And it was a great event. Absolutely great. The place was packed. So, there's still the need out there. It's just getting people in through our doors.
Well, and it also, it's a thing that families can do together,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to everybody doing their own little thing, and then we maybe get together around dinner time, maybe not anymore, but it's something, and I think it's almost akin to like teaching kids to read books, as opposed to just online stuff, I mean, there's something about holding it in your hand, and maybe I'm just an old fogey about it, but there's something about holding it in your hand and have turning the pages that just seems comforting.
Yeah, there's a little bit of magic when that screen comes on, and you start watching a film that big, you really, and having a film degree in my back pocket, I watch movies a different way. I'm trying to figure out how they shot the dang thing. Which kind of ruins my theater experience, but it's truly unbelievable.
Well, and the people around you, that's fake. I know how they did that.
No, I'm not that guy. I'm just the one chucking tomatoes at the screen. No, it's really cool when you sit back and realize how much effort, how much money and energy was spent into making one film that they only made $8 million in the box office this weekend, Craig. That's just a shame,
Yeah, but people had to realize they spent $12 million making.
Oh, it happens. But in order to, just to see that in your small communities is, I thoroughly enjoy it. It's something to do in your town, and it's something that not every town has to offer. I mean, how many theaters in our area alone have, announced they're closing their doors or already have closed their doors? You always go through, like, I remember St. Louis, Michigan. Don't ask me why St. Louis, Michigan, but I was driving through there one day and, they have a theater closed. It's just a shame to see these really true pieces of art close their doors just because they couldn't let it make it work. In Harbor Beach, we still are able to make it work. It's just we need a little help from our community, the people who have allowed us to do this for the past 85 years.
Does it help that we are this far away from a real major town with a quadruple mega plexa giggle google theater with 1200 screens and you just don't go that far, and when you go to those things, half the people go to one thing, half the people go to the other. You're not making it a family event anymore. It's you do your thing, I do mine.
Yeah, it's really a different experience when you go to those movies in the big cities compared to when you're going to a one or two, like Bad Axe has two screens, but, they're the only one in the area with two screens.
But half the time you're in line and then you meet people, you talk and you chat and you do all the other kind of things. It's almost a social event even before you get in.
Yeah, no, it is. I went and saw James Bond last week and I knew everyone in the theater. So it was basically kind of like a local coffee shop at meeting at night before the theater started, movie started. And then all of a sudden my announcement, which I forgot I did, to turn off your cell phones and to be quiet, came on, and then I found it comical because I was the only one on the cell phone when the cell phone announcement was on. So, but no, it's really an experience. When you go to the big city, it almost seems, it obviously is commercialized, and you walk through, you got to pay. Let's see. Last time I went to a movie in the city was when I went and saw. Oh, I can't remember. It was the big, working out for 15 years and everything else. I'll think of it at some point here, but, and they. It cost me, I think, $22 by the time I sat down between my ticket and a regular size popcorn and a drink. $22 to watch a bad movie. You can sit down and watch $7 for a bad movie right in Harbor Beach. No, and the thing is, Harbor Beach is not bringing in old movies. It's first-run movies. We had Denzel Washington flight right before James Bond was in here, you know. So they're current movies, you know, might be a few weeks after they come out, but they're still current movies before DVD release. And here they are on a big screen in a beautiful theater right in downtown Harbor Beach.
And also the little specialty films like The Smurfs and Charlie Brown for the Christmas. You can do those things too, and it's right downtown, right in your town.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing. And like you said, with the stage and everything else in there, you know, shameless plug for the Harbor Beach Game Show series, which I produce every May. This year, May 11th at 7 p.m. in Harbor Beach. Write it down. Mark your calendars. And this year, you know, how we do it, instead of having to create a giant expensive game board, we actually project it onto the projection screen, and that actually cuts down on our costs, but actually is kind of gives a cool experience where we're kind of meshing the theater industry, the film industry, with live Broadway show. So it kind of brings the whole aspect together, and it's really in Harbor Beach is the only place you are able to do that, so that's pretty cool.
So again, you're working on this. How can people get involved if they are interested in doing so? Because usually when you have a nonprofit and stuff, you need as many hands as you can getting, you know, the word out, getting paperwork done, getting all this kind of things done that goes along with all the fundraising.
Yeah, we're still working through the details, but always a good way to find out of what's going on is check the newspapers, check your local radio station. I'm a kind of a large proponent in sending out as many press releases as possible, but you know, HarborBeach.com, HarborBeachChamber.com, we always have news and information on that. Or you can just go on Facebook if you're into the social media aspects. The Harbor Beach Community Theater has a page, the Harbor Beach Library has a page, and a big thing is just getting the word out to these things. And once everything is set in stone, you'll be hearing about our latest and greatest fundraisers and ways to donate. And you can actually donate right now. We'll designate it and we'll kind of keep it in hold, as you can donate right to the theater, but it won't be tax deductible if that's your cup of tea. So, you know, there's still those options. You know, you can still buy the gift certificates to the theater, you know, the movie passes. They'll still be good. This theater's not closing. So.
Okay. Well, we wish you well on your endeavors. You've got some time to raise the funds.
Mm-hmm. And we'll keep you posted, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So
stick with us here at WLAW, our thumbnet.net. When Clark gives us info, we try to get it out as best we can.
And it's appreciated.
And again, you've got a little movie coming up for the kids. Plug it again so that if they're doing some Christmas shopping, it might be good to have Dad sit with the kids and Mom go out and do her shopping.
That's right. No, and I'll actually be there as well. Monday, December 17th, so this coming Monday, at 7 p.m. at the Harbor Beach Community Theater. It's a free event. We're calling it the Kids Christmas Movie Event. So we're showing, you know, some classic movies, The Smurfs Christmas and A Charlie Brown Christmas. We're showing on the big screen, like nowhere else. Try and find the biggest TV, we'll beat it. And it will be shown on the big screen in the Harbor Beach Community Theater this Monday at 7 p.m. And we'll also have some live entertainment going on as well. And it's free. Concessions will be open. Support your local theater. That's all we can ask. You know, support your community, support your local theater, whatever you can do. It'd be greatly appreciated. We'll have more details on how you can exactly and avenues you can take. But in the meantime, have a great holiday. Have a great new year, Craig, and we'll see you soon.
You're not going to dress up as a Smurf for this, are you?
No, I try, you know, as much as I love the limelight, I try and stay out of the spotlight on these type of events. It's all about the kids.
Very good. Thanks for updating us, and keep us updated on the progress of how the theater's going.
Not a problem, Craig. Thank you.
Our guest today on the program has been Clark Ramsey. Again, the Harbor Beach Community Theater. They are working towards getting their get funding going for updating the equipment for projection. They're moving from 35 millimeter to digital. They're setting up a nonprofit tax-exempt type of program for it, and we'll keep you posted as to how that goes. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.